The Reading Strategies Book, Your Everything Guide to Developing Skilled Readers, by Jennifer Saravallo. The Reading Strategies Book is a comprehensive collection of good ideas from experts that you can use right away and from which to inspire your own innovations. In truth, this book could have been organized any number of ways, by skill, by goals. Within each goal, there may be one or more skills that a reader would need to work on. Once you've identified the skills, you can specify strategies to accomplish those skills. Goal 1. Teaching reading engagement. Focus, stamina, and building a reading life. Reading longer texts and shorter texts takes a different kind of attention and focus. It may help you to plan stopping places in your longer book and have some texts at the ready for briefer break reads. Articles, short stories, and poems are good texts for this kind of reading. Not only can you decide what you want to read, but you may also decide what you want to work on and pay attention to as you read. Goal 2. Teaching fluency. Reading with phrasing, intonation, and automaticity. By reading at an appropriate pace, with proper phrasing and intonation, expression, and emphasis on the correct words, a reader both communicates that the text is making sense and makes sense of the reading. Try to read a text in a staccato, word-by-word, monotone fashion, and you will soon discover you understood and remember very few, if any, of the words you said aloud. Goal 3. Supporting comprehension in fiction. Understanding plot and setting. Supporting your understanding of plot and setting can have a few parts. Understanding problems, or conflicts and solutions, or resolution, as a way to determine what's most important. Retelling or summarizing. These terms are often confused, perhaps because some use the terms interchangeably. Visualizing setting, understanding how setting impacts the events in the story, and tracking when the setting changes. Synthesizing cause and effect, so that the reader is clear on what causes certain events to take place, and how all the events in the story connect. FQR, facts, questions, response, sheets for filling in gaps. Sometimes you'll find yourself slightly confused in the story. When you do think, what are the facts that I know? What questions do I have? Then read on and try to respond to those questions, or offer own thinking based on what's happening in the text. Goal 4. Supporting comprehension in fiction. Thinking about characters. Character development is often intertwined with plot development. Characters are the actors connecting the events of the story, and in large part, they help readers to stay engaged while reading. Characters can become our friends, can help us learn about lives outside of our own, and help us think differently about or better understand people in our own lives. The challenge to readers' ability to understand characters is that, unlike people, literary characters are constructed. Readers need to pay attention to details that the author includes to figure out what the character is. Goal 5. Supporting comprehension in fiction. Understanding themes and ideas. Stories are rich with issues and ideas, many of which don't always jump off the page at you. It takes imagination, inference, determining importance, and ability to synthesize all what happens in a story to try to understand the ideas that are hiding. I think that interpretation needs to be rooted in the details of the text, but that is really also about the interaction the reader has with the text. This means that two different readers reading the same story may interpret them differently, because the prior knowledge and experiences that each of them has is unique. Put simply, although thinking deeply about text may be an enjoyable part of reading literature, it's also fair to say that without understanding themes, ideas, symbolism, or social issues that show up in the text, it could be that you misunderstand, or at the very least, miss a lot of what the story is about. The difference between plot and theme. When we want to figure out a theme in a story, we can stop and jot an important note about what's happening in the plot, and then we can infer by asking ourselves, what's the big idea about what's happening in this story? Goal 6. Supporting comprehension in nonfiction. Determining main topics and ideas. This goal is important to know some standout facts. We are more likely to learn and remember the information when they can create mental files, storing and organizing the information inside larger categories. These categories may be the topics, subtopics, and/or main ideas of the text. Learning how to understand what a section of the text or whole text is mostly about is critical to comprehension. Goal 7. Supporting comprehension in nonfiction. Determining key details. That difference is in the reader's ability to determine importance. In doing so, he or she will find the details that support or connect with the main topic or ideas. Scan and plan. First, scan the page or section to see how the information is organized and laid out. Then, make a plan for how you'll read the information. Finally, read it according to your plan. Decide if your plan helped you understand, and then plan for the next section or book accordingly. Important versus interesting. After reading a fact, stop and think. Does this fact support the main idea of this page, or section, or book? If it doesn't, it may be that the author included something interesting, but that isn't necessarily important to understanding the main point of the page or book. Goal 8. Supporting comprehension in nonfiction. Getting the most from text features. Text features are a really large part of reading, navigating, and understanding nonfiction text. They help support the main information in the text, add to it, and/or help us navigate it. The types of features are limitless: photographs, illustrations, maps, charts, graphs, sidebars, tables of contexts, indexes, and so on. Goal 9. Improving comprehension in fiction and nonfiction. Understanding vocabulary and figurative language. Most of the strategies in this chapter will help you with the first and final aspects, fostering consciousness, or monitoring for meaning, as you read to notice when a word or phrase the author uses is new, and learning new words and phrases by figuring them out when they encounter them in their reading. Goal 10, improving writing about reading. Writing well about reading isn't a simple goal. It incorporates both the thinking readers do as they read and the ability to compose text in a way that both captures and furthers thinking. Nonfiction readers, stop and jot. Writing about nonfiction will help you hold on to important information and ideas as you read. When you read and find your mind click on, perhaps because you learned something new, information or words, see a strong image, feel curious, or want to hold on to the main information in a section, it's a good idea to stop and jot. Writing to question and critique. Read actively, thinking about your own questions and critiques as you read. Think, what about this text do I believe in? What do I wonder more about? When do I think the author is wrong? The kinds of responses you have are the ones you should keep track of, on sticky notes or in a notebook, and plan to write more about when time allows. Idea connections. Take several of your best ideas that you recorded on sticky notes as you read. Put them on an open page and look across them. Try to make connections between the ideas, either by putting them together, comparing the ideas, or contrasting the ideas.